There was a sizable jump in retail sales in the United States over the summer, and many economists say a big reason for that is the recent round of tax cuts. Americans have more money to spend, and they're hitting the department stores and auto dealerships. White House officials say this proves that the tax cuts approved in the spring are beginning to have an impact. Some economists caution that a weak job market threatens to undermine the impact of the cuts. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
On a nearly perfect September afternoon, Steve Millman, who's in New York City on vacation, is sitting on the steps behind South Street Seaport. Millman drives a propane truck in Boynton Beach, Florida. In July, when the cuts in federal income tax rates took effect, he noticed that his paycheck got a little bigger, though he's not sure by how much. Millman says President Bush's tax cuts have enabled him to buy more than he used to.
I put most of it back into the economy. I spend it.
How did you spend it?
Photography equipment, going out to dinner, any way I can spend it. I didn't save it, I spent it.
That's how tax cuts are supposed to work. Almost all economists agree that permanently reducing people's taxes encourages them to spend more, and that can jumpstart an economy. James Glassman, senior U.S. economist at J.P. Morgan Chase, says that's exactly what happened after the first round of tax cuts in 2001. Glassman says the cuts that year were a big reason why the economy was able to emerge from recession, even after the shock of the September 11th terrorist attacks. And he says the cuts have kept consumer spending despite a weak job market.
If you look at what's happened to consumer spending in the last 2 years, I think you have to say that we have had no job growth. Employment has actually been declining, and yet consumer spending has been holding up, and I think you have to credit the tax relief for this.
And Glassman believes that the cuts in federal tax rates that took effect July 1st, together with the child credit refund checks distributed this summer, are giving the economy one more jolt. He notes that automobile sales have been especially strong this summer, and companies like Walmart have seen much better than expected profits. Glassman says people are starting to realize that the cuts are in place.
On the elevator, I was listening to these two ladies talking about this one person had noticed that her take-home pay had gone up, and she wondered what was going on. And her friend was saying, well, you know, it was the tax cut they just passed. And her friend said, I thought it was not supposed to be a big deal. And I could tell that the lights were coming on for her. What made a difference is she saw that her take-home pay had changed, and she sensed this must be a permanent thing coming.
Glassman says legitimate questions can be asked about what the tax cuts will do to the growing federal budget deficit and the long-term impact that will have on the economy. But he says there's no question the cuts can give a short-term boost to growth. How long the rebound will last is another matter. Morgan Stanley senior economist William Sullivan agrees that growth should be unusually strong over the next few months, but after that, he's not so sure. Sullivan says at least part of the current surge is due to the child tax credit checks, a one-time-only event. Sullivan also notes that many households are heavily in debt, factory usage is low, and the troubles overseas have made people nervous.
So there are really some headwinds blowing on the economy that suggests we're unlikely to sustain a 5% growth pattern through calendar year 04.
Then there's the job market, which shows no signs of improving. Back at South Street Seaport, Marie Wilson of Brooklyn sits on a bench watching the crowd. Wilson says she lost her job as a cash dividend clerk on Wall Street a year and a half ago and is still out of work.
A lot of people are unemployed. A lot of people are looking, so the competition is more than stiff. Very hard to find something. Even temporary, it's very hard to find a temporary job.
Despite low interest rates, U.S. businesses remain reluctant to hire, especially in manufacturing, and jobs continue to flow overseas. William Sullivan says that could render the tax cuts much less effective.
Even if American families have more cash in their pocketbooks or wallets because of tax relief provided by the Congress and the White House, a lot of that spending will be on foreign-produced goods. That's a leakage of economic growth from the U.S. economy.
Sullivan also says that if the job market stays weak, it will eventually erode consumer confidence, and people may choose to save their tax cuts or use them to pay off debt. And that could undermine the impact of the cut. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.